As many observers know, the global economy continues to disappoint, generating lower growth rates than historic norms. Slow growth is nothing new. As indicated by writer Neil Irwin, the world has been experiencing slower growth for roughly the last 15 years. In the United States, per capita gross domestic product expanded by an average of 2.2% a year from 1947 through 2000. But since 2001, U.S. per capita output growth has averaged less than 1% per annum. The economies of Japan and Western Europe have fared even worse. The slowdown in growth has major consequences for standards of living. For instance, in the year 2000, per capita gross domestic product in the U.S. was approximately $45,000. But if growth during the second half of the 20th century had been as weak as it has been since then, the number would have only been about $20,000. On top of that, to the extent that growth has occurred, fewer people are benefiting. According to a new analysis by the McKinsey Global Institute, 81% of America's population has been in an income bracket with flat or declining income over the past decade. That number was 97% in Italy. For WYPR, I'm Aniban Basu.